Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. Another wonderful day that the Lord has made. The Lord our God, I always say He thinks of all things. That is good revelation to know. And it's been on my heart more and more that the way to get out of trouble and stay out of trouble is look unto Him. Lately that's been on my heart more and more. And the only way we're going to survive in this world and thrive in life, not just survive, but thrive in life, is to look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. That scripture has new revelation to me right now. Because when we're looking to Him, if you're believing in God for something huge, something that's big in your eyes, now it can be small to others, but if it's big in your eyes, if you the word of God will help you see God bigger than the challenge, than the problem, than the situation at hand. Now we're going to change the facts on the ground where you are. We're going to change the facts from bad to good. We're going to make it as it is in heaven and earth where we are. If you were in heaven and something was wrong, you believe God and it'll easily be done. You're surrounded by all forms of encouragement. Everything you see inspires you. Everything you hear inspires you. And you feel like you can conquer the world, which you can right now. Now, the Word of God helps us to have the same reality right here where we are in real time. And the secret is look to Jesus. No matter what the problem the disciples had when Jesus was there, no matter what happened, they'd ask Him and he never missed a beat. When the people needed food, Jesus didn't feed the 5,000. He blessed it and the disciples fed the 5,000. All He did was bless it and they followed His lead and passed it out by faith. They were operating by faith because they saw Jesus. All right. The same thing is true now, except Jesus, you can't see Him physically, but by the Holy Spirit, we can do all things through Christ. You can regard the Word of God in your situation. You know, you can regard the Word of God in your situation. That's the same, the very same thing as seeing Jesus. Because He can't be separated from His Word. And if you've seen the Son, you've seen the Father. They are one. If you can trust the guidance of the Holy Spirit, you're trusting the guidance of Jesus Christ. And also the guidance of God. Because they are one. Now, I like simple. I like things to be simple and easily understood. I like for things to work. And that's the benefit of understanding the Word of God. I like to see things work like they should. And for a long time, I didn't know these things. But I kept studying the Word of God. And the more I studied, just like we said in the last few broadcasts that we did yesterday, I'm seeing things clearer and clearer. The more you know, the more you see, the more you receive from the Lord your God and King, the easier it is to believe Him. Now, everything works, the knowledge of God works together with the knowledge of God. And the more you learn from Him, the more insight you have. And the more insight you have, the more you can cooperate. The easier it is to trust God. Just like anybody else, we trust God because of past experiences. And we start to believe God when we hear His Word. And our first authority figures in our lives, most of the time is parents, grandparents, anybody that raised us, the adults that we were around, they shaped the way we see God. The adults that were good and kind to us, they are the first representatives of God. Now, if they didn't believe, it's a greater challenge in most cases for children to grow up and believe in the Lord if they were around adults that refused to believe God. And sometimes it works out. There are children that's raised by atheists, professed atheists, and they hear the word of God and it all makes sense. And they're not atheists anymore. And then there are people who grew up in the church and become atheists. So the first authority figure that represent that shaped the way you see God, that doesn't mean you'll end that way. The way you end up is according to your own personal faith. And I say it so much that, you know, that the first authority figure shaped the way we see God, that doesn't mean you'll end the way you started. Because the Lord uses his people to represent him. He put his light in our heart. He gave us a brand new heart. And the more we fill our heart with God's word, we renew our mind. And the more we renew our mind, we live like him. And our lives becomes a representation and a reflection of who God is. Because they're seeing a person do the very same things of God in real time. And over time, they'll see the end result of that kind of faith and love. Now, as we go forward doing the will of God, we break new ground. We break new ground. We make new changes. The end of it all, it provides vision. That's why the devil is so afraid. And all the demons tremble. They are desperately afraid of Christians living the life of God. You know, your everyday kindness and love, that's what keeps evil at bay. Because people say, well, hey, it works. Now, the enemy tries to change people's opinions. Now, the Lord put things in place. But everything that's of God, the enemy tries to challenge it and make it seem defiled in the sight of society. Some of the wisest people, they kept their encouragement alive and they kept their goals alive because they utilized the network that God gave them. And part of that network, beside their strong family structure and their God-fearing parents, and their parents who love God, the local church. And if a good local church is part of your network, you're going to thrive in life. And it's very difficult to not thrive in life if you have a strong local church in your network. You know, some people, they surround themselves with wise friends and people that of understanding. So in the bad days, they're going to encourage you to make the best choices. When you have an idea to do something crazy, they're going to talk you out of it. And if you won't listen, they're going to pray for you so your logic can come back. And we all need that. Yeah, but I hear from God. I do this and I do that. Every time people think like that, they always get in trouble. Always. It doesn't matter that God talks to you. The network is your God-given safety net. Because once we change our focus, we also simultaneously in real time change our destiny. And you can trace problems back to when you changed your destiny. And then the Holy Spirit got you back on track. And a lot of times it took a lot of people for him to do it. Sometimes even hitting the brick wall. We're not always right in our thoughts, even though we have the Holy Spirit and his guidance. Sometimes you can think you can believe you're right and you're just as wrong. Be just as wrong as Satan and don't even know it. But don't fear that. A heart that's adjusted, that yields to God, is easily adjusted back on track. And you don't have to ever fall according to 2 Peter verses 1 through 10. Those scriptures show you how to never fall. And I don't believe in fear. Don't See, fear is a surrendering belief. It's a belief that surrenders. It's a surrendering belief. It gives your authority to whoever you fear. That's why when your enemy always wants you to fear them. See, every enemy you have, they use fear tactics because they don't realize this, but the devil does. Fear tactics usurps your power. If you have the authority and power that works in you, once you fear somebody, you've given your power to them. Now, along the course of my life, even the bullies that were stronger and probably would have won the fight if I got in a fight with them, when I stood up to them, they didn't know what I'd do. And they backed off. They always backed off. When they saw that I would fight, they backed off. And Satan is no different and no better. In Revelation, we just covered one of the churches. Jesus said that in Sardis, they're going to cast you in the prison, but don't fear. Because they had that church where Satan's seat is. And Jesus said, don't fear your enemy. And it works. See, when you don't fear your enemy, now you can focus on the Lord and he'll give you options. He'll show you what to say and what to do, and you'll walk right out of it. They tried to kill Jesus ahead of time. He walked through the crowd. Through the crowd. He walked right through the crowd, and they weren't able to kill him. They were going to throw him off a mountain. He walked through the crowd again. God is good, and his wisdom is with us. And if we operate in his wisdom, our lives will be good. Remember, there's only two kind of minds, a sober mind and also a deceived mind. Let me say it another way, because when I thought back on it, the Lord, when he was teaching me about the mind of man, he said there's two types of mind, a renewed mind and a deceived mind, a sober mind and a drunken mind, which is the same as a deceived mind. And our minds are not always in link with God's mind. That's not accidental. You have to study the word of God and receive his word for your mind to be like his mind. Remember, you once believed something of this world. You once agreed with something of this world. You once cherished something of this world. And if not, It's more likely that you did cherish something that was ultimately wrong for a very long time. And then you met Jesus and you start unlearning those things and renewing your mind. There are still things that we have to work on. Some things are dormant. But don't be afraid of that. I always say that I love God's will and I hate the ways of the world. I always confess that I hate the worldly way, because it is crafty. Some things are not known, are not presently known. But when you say it, you set yourself in a new direction. And whatever's not right, you can easily brush it aside. If you've conditioned your heart to hate it. Sometimes people want to hate the wrong things and love the true things. They just don't know how to do it. And they get sad. And they walk away sorrowful. Problems is something you have to solve them and kill them. Enemies, you have to kill. In war, you don't leave your enemy stronger than you. You either kill them or you put them in jail, in prison. You either kill them or put them in prison. One or the other. You don't let them escape because they'll come back and kill you and your friends. And you don't leave them with weapons. Now, why fight Satan any other way? Why not take his weapons from him and render him useless? Now, you can't kill Satan and you can't kill demons because they're not going to die. But you can stop their works. you can stop their use of people who are yielded to them. And when you're doing the work of God, I've learned you look to God and let God build your house. Let God build the ministry for you. Use the people that God provides. Use the network that God provides. And keep your eyes open. Because Satan is trying to tear it down one way or another. And he can use people at any time. Now, some people are going to earn your trust. That's good. If God trusts them, you can trust them. It's just like a church. When the pastor trusts the speaker, then the church congregation will trust the speaker. There's so many schools of thought among Christians that pastors are, if they let you preach in their pulpit, they really trust you, or they trust that God gave you the commission to be there. And you know, when you're speaking to a congregation, even if you give them God's word, if they're not sure, they'll look at the pastor to see if he'll agree with you. I've seen them do it. But the word of God is safe. And you don't let people, I trust God because of my past interaction with him. I take him at his word because I have faith in his word. And then relating personally, I learn to trust God because I keep taking him at his word and it keeps giving me success. And the more I learn, the more it's easier to receive and it's easier to go forward. And it helps me to receive from him at a faster rate. Now, God is good. And his mercy endures forever. So does the joy of the Lord as you do his works. Living in agreement with God is the thing. So when we agree with him, we can do anything. But never look at the problem. If you have a serious illness and you're laying there, you can't get up, and the doctors don't give you a good prognosis, they think you're going to die on that bed, decide not to die on that bed. Believe God for your healing. But the secret is, don't look at the sickness and don't look at the pain. Don't look at your condition. Look at Jesus until healing is thoroughly manifested in your body. And you can walk off that bed and go right on and do your life. Look to him until you win. He's the author of your faith. And he is alive during your faith, and also he's the finisher of your faith. And that when I learned that, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, that's precisely what Peter did when he walked on water. Now at the dawning of a day, I can see a pretty far off, and they saw Jesus walking on the water. Lord, if it be you, bid me to come. Jesus said, come. And he got up and walked on the water for a very long time, because when he began to sink, Jesus was right there to grab his hand. Now, either Jesus rushed to where he was, or he walked a long while and he began to sink and Jesus picked him up. But as long, the lesson of that story is, and this really happened. This is not a parable. That was literal. Peter. Two people are recorded walking on water. One is Jesus and the other is Peter. See, around Jesus, they did what they normally couldn't do because they saw Jesus doing things. In heaven, you're going to see everybody doing things by their faith. It's going to be normal. And the encouragement is there. And if you think you got a good network here, you'll have a great one there, because there's no doubt. And you'll have to learn the word. If you didn't learn it here, you got to take time and learn it there. And it'll be easy for you to walk by your faith there. See, we got to walk by faith wherever we are. You might as well learn to do it now. A lot of people have the idea, well, once I get to heaven, I'm rescued. I can just let my hair grow. No, you're going to have to live by your faith. There's no, you're out of the warfare. But, you know, whatever you're doing, heaven works by faith, just like it does here. And it's easier than working by living by happenstance. If you leave everything to happenstance, you might finish college. You might get a job when you finish. You might marry the right person. But by faith, once you have the guidance of God, you can execute it by faith. You can bring it to life by faith. You can finish it by faith. So, and that's a better and guaranteed life than happenstance. Some people will marry you for your money, and they don't even love you. They'll act right, but they're not right. And only God knows that. People are so clever. Only God can tell. So I learned the hard way. Don't get so caught up in people. Get caught up in the Lord and he'll keep you safe. And the person that really got your back, you got to trust them on it. Because even the people that's got your back, even the one that's right for you, they don't always look like it. And they don't always act like it. And that's the day, that'll be the day the enemy will try to steal you away. He knows too. Because Satan is smart, but God is perfect. Satan's not perfect. He's clever. He's more clever than men in most cases. But he can't compare with Jesus. Satan is highly outclassed when it comes to Jesus Christ. That's why he hates him so much. Man is no match for sin, but sin is no match for God. Satan makes himself look big to us in our eyes. So that we'll give him our power through fear. But God, he's way outclassed. When it comes to Jesus, he's way outclassed. That's just the way it is. That's the truth. Now, God loves us. His love don't change. And looking unto him is the way to finish whatever you're doing. The most difficult things is, see, as you look to Jesus, the promises of God is going to look bigger to you in your eyes than the problems that you face in this world. They're going to begin to look very small. They'll start looking smaller than you. Then as you continue to look at the Lord, his word is going to be more real. Your problem's going to shrink down to the size of a leaf. And you keep looking to the Lord, you keep making progress, and your problems are going to become like an ant. The problem that started out being bigger than you. And in your eyes, the word of God is going to become more real than your heart. And it's going to be bigger in your eyes because you're looking at Jesus. And as time go on, the revelation of God comes. You receive more and more knowledge and revelation and understanding. You start trusting God because he's helped you through so many challenging times. After a while, your problems are seen microscopic and God is seen like the mountain in your eyes. And you'll work the wonderful works of God. A lady at my church said that they were passing out lunch bags to the homeless. And the lunch bags had sandwiches in them. And they know, she didn't realize it at the time, but it was more people than the lunch sacks. And they didn't run out of lunch sacks. She said there were more people than the lunch sacks that they had. But they never ran out of lunch sacks. That means that the same thing happened with the fish and the loaves when the disciples passed them out. They didn't run out of lunch sacks. And the Lord did a miracle she didn't realize until it was over. Now, the Lord, don't be so surprised because God can do things like that. God is going to do things like that in your life. Believe. Now, she didn't realize she was just passing out lunch, but they didn't run out. And they started out, they didn't have enough. But when it was over, she realized we did not have that many. And the Lord can do a sovereign miracle. And God is good. So when you're in faith, things happen that you don't expect sometimes. Don't be so fast to doubt the handiwork of God, because you're going to see it in your own, and it's going, and you'll never, ever forget it. And God can use that in testimony to encourage others, just like with this one. That encouraged me. Things happened in my life. I was just doing the will of God, doing what he said to do. And great things happened that I couldn't expect. Always remember, the Lord our God has so much to say. And the more we trust him, the more we see him as he is. See, with God, every dispensation had people that operated and did in his ways and saw amazing results. But no, with God, even though things are greater now, knowledge is increased. With God, nobody has no dispensation of time had the advantage. Everything the Lord did in Abraham's day, and in Moses' day, and in our day, all the wonderful miracles that happened, you know, it's progressive. But in his presence, you're not at a disadvantage. You can learn whatever you need to learn, whatever you want to learn. And you can do as good as you want to do. So, in my walk with the Lord, I ask him whatever I want to ask him. And I look for great results. And I expect great things. I see him move. And the more I trust him, the more I see. The more he helps me understand. And I believe in asking him hard questions too. I don't make it easy for him, because he's God. He don't need me to make it easy. And I know that if when he answers me, I'll be thoroughly satisfied. I'll be blessed. And he can say some of the most simple things and make you just go sit down and think a while. But never look at the problem at hand. Look at him. And that thing will be made easy. You'll find yourself doing the greater works. You'll find yourself laughing when you used to cry. And you'll see yourself in you'll have the confidence of God rise up in you. And you can see yourself walking in places you could not. Even walking on water. If you can look at Jesus strong enough, you can walk on water. Peter did it, you can do it too. In all things, we have the victory through Christ. Because Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. From extreme to extreme, from being abased even to abounding in life, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Now I might be out of time, but the Lord is not. He's ready to reveal whatever you need, and he'll do it at your pace. He'll do what you can receive, and there's no limits with him. That's what I was trying to say earlier. There's no limits with God. So now the next time, remember, I love you. God loves you. And Jesus truly is our Lord.